an interesting run over the next couple of days. Our Kelowna Rockets are into a 3-3 night, and if there's anything that tests the resilience of a hockey team, it's 3 games in 3 nights. Who better to check in with than Glenna Erickson, who writes as the freelance reporter for the Dub Network and as well writes at the Daily Courier. Mr. Erickson, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
And to Eric Stansfield, a freelance broadcaster. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Likewise. Gentlemen, I was going to start out with what the Rockets representatives did at the SkillStars, top prospects game. But I suddenly started listening to Bartel and getting some sense of how critical this weekend is for the Kelowna Rockets. So can we start there? Stansfield, this is a big weekend for the boys.
Well, absolutely. And we have said this many times over. When you are facing division rivals, as they are doing this weekend, 3 times, you have to come up with 2 points in every single game. If there's any hope of this team, making a run for the playoffs and securing a spot, they've got to send the message now because, what are we? Today's the 25th of January. We have a month and a half. The season ends mid-March. They got to do it. They have to do it.
Glenn, I was hanging a lot on the victory over the Everett Silvertips and then the win against the Prince Albert Raiders. And maybe reading too much into those back-to-back games. I think I sent an email to the two of you suggesting that are the Kelowna Rockets now the best team in the WHL? You told me to turn back the excitement by a few degrees, Phil.
Yeah, probably a good idea to pump the brakes a little bit. But, yeah. Again, a very exciting weekend. It's something for the team to build on and also supporters of the hockey club. It was exciting for the city and a fan base that has had kind of a difficult season, but big weekend coming up for the team. 3-3 is really going to test these guys. They've had a few days off. Really a different mix with Victoria coming in, a team they've had success against this year, and Vancouver, a team they've had no success against.
When they've been losing to the Giants.
Yeah, that's right. So, and I was looking at the record too against the BC division this year. The Rockets are 7-14 on the year, and over the years, the Rockets have really, I think, kind of benefited from taking advantage of some of the weak sisters in the BC division. But that certainly isn't the case this season.
So, to either one of you, or maybe we'll start out with Eric. Obviously, for Coach Adam Foote, he's got to impress upon his guys. Not that any of them do not understand the magnitude of this weekend.
No, they all know that going in, this is it's another one of, sorry to use the cliches, a make it or break it weekend. It's really going to tell the tale. We'll talk about it again next Friday about this weekend coming up. I think Coach Foote and his staff have to do is say to the guys, you went into Everett and you took them at home. You took them 2-0. You came back home, traveled all the way back to Kelowna, and then faced the top team in the Western Hockey League in Prince Albert. He needs to draw on those memories. It was only a week ago, but when you're playing game to game to game, you've got to, you can't keep looking back. You got to look forward, but this is where the coaching staff says, everything worked over that weekend. We can do it again. We can beat these guys. Going in, it's nice to start tonight against Victoria because, as Glenn pointed out, they've had success against Victoria this weekend. Then, they don't have to go anywhere. Vancouver rolls in. They played Prince Albert last night, so Vancouver's got tonight off. Whether they're in town or not, watching this game tonight, who knows. Then they have to travel down. The only bad thing against that is Sunday's game in Langley is an early start. It's a 4 o'clock start. So it's going to be a tight one for Sunday's game.
Glenn, how much do we read into I'm always one who's sort of rolling the bones or the dice here, but if we come out of the weekend with 3, what does that say about this team? That'll be 5 victories in a row. You know, we sort of looked at the two games last weekend and said, suggesting that it was a new energy and a new life of this team. If they win these three games, suddenly this is who we are. This is who the team is. This is the team that Bruce Hamilton's been waiting for, and so is Adam Foote.
Well, I think what the hockey club can do is send a message, certainly to the rest of the BC Division and the Western Conference. They're finished in terms of the schedule with any Central Division or East Division teams. So they're going to play the remainder of the season against Western Conference rivals. Three wins would be terrific. Obviously, I think that would help to create some distance between the Prince George Cougars and the Kamloops Blazers, but also an opportunity to maybe shrink the gap a little bit on the Victoria Royals. Three wins here, I think the hockey team can start to get serious about looking at perhaps a second place finish in the BC Division, and that would result in home ice advantage playoffs. But let's not put the cart before the horses. Vancouver.
I always do that.
Won 7 in a row. So a tall order this weekend to come out with 3 wins for the Rockets.
Okay, so very quickly, if we could just change gears for a moment. Top prospects game, I never watch these things and only see the stories after they come out, after it's all done. But everybody looking for, with expectations, I guess, at Lassie Thompson, Caden Korzic, and Nolan Foote. Korzic and Thompson managed to put themselves onto the scoreboard, but you're only as good as the people that you've been paired up with. Stansfield, do you read much into this?
This is an event that's put together for the NHL scouts, and it's great for the kids to be recognized. I mean, they're top prospects in the Canadian Hockey League, coast to coast, all three, the Quebec Major Junior, OHL, and WHL. So yeah, it's an honor for these guys. It's a little bit of a break in the schedule. Hopefully they're not too tired. It wasn't big travel, which was good on our side. They only went to ended up playing in Red Deer. So for the three coming home, it's a short flight. Do I put a lot into it? No, it's a nice little get together, and it's a made for TV outing.
Glenn?
Well, behind the scenes, a lot goes on. I've had an opportunity to cover 4 top prospects games. Eric's right. You know what? At the end of the day, it's kind of a glitter game. But the off-ice testing is pretty important to the people following it, NHL scouts and that type of thing. It's also important to the athletes. There is some on-ice testing as well that as fans we don't get to see. And in recent years at this game, some of the technology being used, to measure, explosiveness of stride and agility and that type of thing, I have found that kind of entertaining to watch. The game itself, what the heck? Occasionally a kid will maybe continue to establish himself, but all of these players are on the radar. I don't think anybody did themselves a disservice. By the same token, I'm not sure that anybody really, elevated the perception that is already out there. These are the best of the best.
All right. Very quickly before you go, Glenn, what are you writing about these days?
Well, a little bit of everything. I'm going to try to catch up with Caden Korzic at practice today. There's lots going on. I think the interdivision rivalries in the BC division, that's something I'm going to pay a little bit of attention to over the coming weeks as that relates to the playoff path. And, we'll make sure that our followers at Dub Network are always in the loop.
Okay, so very quickly, just for a few folks that haven't been following you at the Dub Network, where do they go? How do they find it?
On the web, dubnetwork.ca. You can find us there. A good crew of writers here. In particular, we've got some terrific guys out of the U.S. division, some good Western Conference insights, certainly, some league-wide knowledge, that's for sure.
Can't find it any better than that, and so appreciate their time. Glenn Erickson, who writes for the Dub Network, as you just heard, as well as the Daily Courier, and Eric Stansfield, freelance broadcaster. Always appreciate their voices on a Friday morning as we look over our shoulders at what the Kelowna Rockets have done, both as a team and as individuals. And then, of course, looking forward to what is going to be coming at us over the weekend. 3-3 for the Kelowna Rockets.